This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Colorado leaders are reacting to yesterday's Supreme Court ruling on abortion rights. Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette expected the decision, but says it still came as a gut punch. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
DeGette says the reversal of Roe sets up a two-tier system in the country. That's why she thinks there will have to be a federal law.
We can't have a patchwork of state laws where in some states you're a criminal if you're a doctor that performs abortions and or a patient seeking an abortion, and in other states you can have the full range of rights.
But DeGette acknowledged there are not enough votes currently in the Senate to codify legal abortion into law. She says instead of agonizing, people should be organizing. Abortion rights opponents also plan on organizing, now at the state level, to ban the procedure. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The health department says life expectancy dropped in Colorado for the second straight year. COVID-19 and overdose deaths were key reasons it fell to 78 years in 2021. Dr. Lily Cervantes from CU Anschutz said COVID-19 was the leading cause of death for Hispanic people in Colorado last year.
The Latino community makes up the majority of the essential workforce. During COVID, they've been the least protected. They've not been able to avoid public transportation. They've had to continue working, sometimes even while ill.
The last time life expectancy dropped like this was in 1943, the most fatal year of World War II. This is CPR News and KRCC.